Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Well, that one was Blue Cantrell, Hit 'em Up Style.
Hit 'em Up Style, yeah.
Before that, Hot Hot Heat, Good Night, Good Night. Dave does like the perfect cover of Good Night, Good Night. And it's a shame, Dave, that we couldn't get you to do some overdubs of that. You are listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave. We are experiencing some dropouts, so do not dismay if you are missing your favourite program on Joy, which, you know, you're only human if it is.
You know, we've had so many people texting me personally, people bringing up the station frantic, yes, going, I don't think their mics are on, what's happening to Different Strokes? The station
suddenly
manager.
Suddenly they don't even know how to work the equipment, what is going on here.
Yeah, people, it's erupted into a frenzy.
Yeah.
You know, 10 News might have to stop and do a live broadcast.
It's going to be a stampede or some sort of riot.
They're not getting their fix of Different Strokes. The station manager, Stephen Hahn himself, personally apologises.
To each and every Different Strokes listener. And that includes the podcasters.
We're doing our best to minimize the impact on our staple shoe swab segment, which goes straight to a podcast.
Yes.
So it's all important that we save the moment, you know, till it's safe to come on to shoe swab.
Mm.
Different Strokes shoe swab.
Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore. Dave, I am like the expert of crap trivia knowledge.
Crap trivia knowledge?
Yes. I know, like, absolutely everything there is to know.
With trivia?
Yeah.
Well, you seem to know quite a lot, I have to say that. It is evidenced by a certain game that we played over the weekend at your place. But here's the drama, okay? I am the complete opposite. I either know a lot of something and not a lot of anything else. I'm not a jack of all trades, Jade.
You know absolutely everything there is to know about Sugar Babe's B-sides.
Yeah, pop music. That's all I know. Pop music. Pop music. It's just, I know everything about that, but I'm not a jack of all trades. I know a little bit of, you know, this and that, but not enough to warrant general knowledge. So, and you are the queen of trivia. So we thought this week for Shoe Swap, we will dive into the world of trivia and covering all sorts of general questions, like everything from geography to a bit of history, movies, arts, music, a bit of English literature, a bit of basic maths and science, Jade.
I like that one of the questions on here is very pop related.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Jade, but yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I sure hope you have your pen and paper ready because yes, you're about to do a trivia quiz with me. Also, another thing I want to mention as well, with my new job at this call centre, we're not getting a lot of calls in, so the majority of the time
you're asking for calls?
Yeah, we're an info line and not a lot of people need information apparently. So what happens is that the manager does a trivia quiz, which we all look forward to every afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the past few weeks, my trivia knowledge has, you know, my prowess in trivia has bumped up significantly. But, you know, I'm not sure if I'm up to this level now where I'm ready to compete, Jade. So I hope the questions that you have here prepared.
It's very difficult to compete too.
It is. I mean, I don't know how much general knowledge and how much random stuff you need to know to get to a certain level. So I hope that you are not being too hard on myself and the listeners tonight, Jade. So
I will try not to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Trivia. Are you ready for question one, Jade? Roll it.
Question number one. This P.S. This is like totally a dream of mine to host a trivia night.
Okay.
Number one. Name 10 countries starting with the letter A.
Y'all got that question, y'all? 10 countries starting with A. And if you've got Wikipedia opened up, you best close it down because I get
already been disqualified.
I don't get access to Wikipedia, neither should you. Question two.
What element has the symbol SN on the periodic table?
Oh, crap. The hell is that?
Get your periodic table out.
Is that to do with chemistry?
Yes, it is to do with chemistry, and we know all about chemistry, don't we, David Lim?
Mm-hmm. You and me, girl.
Yeah.
SN, did you say?
Yes.
What is SN? Number three.
Question number three. Who is the author of To Kill a Mockingbird? It's a very famous book. It's read in every high school from here to Timbuctu.
Are you sure? It wasn't read in my high school.
Oh, really?
To Kill a
Mockingbird. It was like our Year 12 text.
Back in your day, maybe, but we had Girl with a Pearl Earrings, so To Kill a Mockingbird. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you I'm already not doing very well with this.
Number four, this one might be something more your cup of tea. List 5 Mariah Carey top 10 hits in Australia.
Ah, a bit of a catch, Jay. Top 10 Mariah Carey hits in Australia. Now, we know that she's had 18 US number one hits, but here in Australia must be a bit different. 5 top 10. Okay. I'll have to scramble that down later, but on to question five.
Question number five. Sin, cos, tan all relate to which mathematical function?
Oh, crap. Sin, cos,
tan.
Okay. You all got that one, sin, cos, tan. Question five.
We all have been pained by that one. Question number six. Which Australian state is Fraser Island a part of?
Fraser Island in Australia. Okay. Question number seven, please.
Question number seven is, where are the crown jewels of England kept?
Crown jewels of England. We're just writing down the questions now, ladies and gentlemen, and then we will run through the answers later. If you have the answers, it is immense. I'd like to know who can be better at trivia than me. I'm sure it's not hard. We're up to question number seven already. If you've just joined us, this is Different Strokes, Shoe Swap, David Lim does trivia.
Yes.
It's a bit tricky, but we will pull through it. We've got 10 questions. We're up to question eight.
Question number eight. Which political figure did Stevie Wonder dedicate the Oscar for I Just Called to Say I Love You to in 1985? Now, that's a difficult one.
Jade, could you read that one back again, please?
Which political figure did Stevie Wonder dedicate the Oscar he received in 1985 for I Just Called to Say I Love You to?
1985. Stevie Wonder.
Think big.
Political figure. I'm sure it's not George W. Bush. Okay.
Question number nine. Let's move on. You've got to think about this during the song, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some Ben Lee just so you can concentrate correctly. what is the currency for Vietnam?
All right, all our global travelers here. What is the currency for Vietnam? And final question for tonight's trivia.
Question number 10. Dave, you should know this one. Who invented the miniskirt?
Who invented the miniskirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have some really shocking answers, but you have to listen in after because we've got Jade doing Shoe Swap right after this. But right after Jade does a Shoe Swap, ladies and gentlemen, hang on to your pen and paper and your trivia questions. Answers will be reviewed quite embarrassingly. You find out what I score out of 10. You're listening to Different Strokes.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9. Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/differentstrokesradio.